Yellow.
Hello, my name is Clay. Return your call from customer support. How may I help you?
What's your name again?
Clay. Return your call from customer. Yes, sir. Return your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Okay. I have a little problem. I did a survey, and in the surveys, I was asked to pick, you know, a gift from the survey. So I picked up this watch that is supposed to be like a, you know, it monitors your heart, your walk, and all that. My problem is that how do I trust this?
Okay, so you want to know how do you trust the watch or trust?
Yeah, how do you charge it? There's nothing to charge it in the box. It's just two white round pods. They're like finder's tag. The strap, the watch, and that's it. There's nothing there for me to put it to charge. How am I supposed to charge this?
Okay, so I got one question because I know I'm put up with the account. Let me see. Is it if it's a plug-in, it's like an Android, but if not, it's like battery, you know, like the little circular battery thing that you get from, you know, Walmart, like the batteries you put in there?
That's what? Actually, from what I'm looking at the instruction, it's supposed to be like a little box. And then I know that the watch on the side, it has like in one of the legs where you strap the belt on, it has like two little metal pieces. And then from what I'm looking at the instructions, you're supposed to slide it in there and I guess plug it into the wall. But that little black box is not in the box.
Okay, so what I can do, I am showing what it, so you said a little black box for it is not in there?
No, that's the reason why I'm... Actually, I have two issues, but this is one.
Okay, so first, let me locate your account, because I will have to get a new charge report sent out. May I have your zip code?
07065.
First and last name?
Vega.
You said Baylor?
No, Vega, V-E-G-A. That's my last name.
Okay, one second. Okay, and your first name?
First name is Jacobo.
Jacobo?
Yeah, J-A-C-O-B-O.
Okay, so I got your first name is J-O-C-A-B-O.
J-A-C-O-B-O. Last name is V-E-G-A.
Okay, so an account isn't pulling up, but give me one second. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that wasn't successful. I can try to pull it up with your email address.
Okay.
What's your email?
It's not coming up with the name?
It's not coming up with the zip code. That didn't pull your name up, nor your me typing out your first and last name. I wasn't successful. Now I'm going to try your email address.
jvega257 at hotmail.
257. You said at hotmail?
Hotmail, yeah.
Okay, jvega257@hotmail.com. It didn't pull up anything, but let me see. Is your phone number the 201-240-1884?
That's the one you just called.
Okay, I'm not showing an account that's pulling over any of your information that you're giving. The last thing would be, I mean, what Do you have the card that was charged for the smartwatch?
The what?
I said, do you have the card, you know, that was charged? Because I'm not showing an account with the zip code.
Now you're asking for too much information that you should already have.
Okay, I'm not showing you. Yeah, I'm not showing that you have an account registered to you with the zip code, first and last name.
I'm gonna give you the last four digits. It's 0054. I'm not gonna give you a whole card number. And I'm surprised that you're not finding me, because I had a call the other day because they were charging me more than what they should.
Yeah, because I'm not even sure where, you know, because I can look at the call history where, you know, we spoke to you yesterday. Yeah. But try again. So could it have been on anybody else first, like your first name?
J-A-C-O-B-O. The last name is like Vegas. You know, Viva Las Vegas? So it's Vega, V-E-G-A.
Okay, so I was saying I show multiple other Vegas, because it's not pulling up, but I show multiple other Vegas. Could it have been on anybody else's first name?
No, like a spouse? No.
Okay.
No, it was me.
Okay, so yeah, with your zip code, your first and last name, your email address, and the phone number, and also you said you wouldn't give the first six of the card. I need the first six and last four of the card, but if not, like, I'm not able to locate an account.
So what do I do now? I mean, it's crazy, because the girl that I spoke to the last time, she found me quickly.
Okay, well, I just put in all the information that you have provided, and it's not showing up. So the last result will be the first six of your card and the last four.
So what do I do now? You can't find me, but yet I got a package from, I guess, your department, because here's the thing. I got your number from my when I check my statement on my account, and this is the number that I call. So apparently, if there's a statement in my account, that means that I'm there in your system. That you're telling me you can find me, it's really kind of hard for me to believe, because when I spoke to the girl, she found me.
Okay, so with the zip code you gave me, nothing showed up. I put in your first and last name, nothing showed up. I put in your email address that you gave me, nothing showed up. Mm-hmm. I put in your phone number that you also verified, nothing showed up. You said you only was going to get the last four of your card number, and even when I submitted that little bit of the card number, nothing showed up.
So here's my question to you. So what do I do now?
Okay, this is what I'm not showing. We have an account registered with you, and I'm not showing we even have a call history registered to you.
But I'm asking you, what do I do now? It's not what you're telling me that you're not registered, because I know I am. That you can't find me, it's a different story. My thing is, I order something from you guys. Okay. Okay. So let me ask you something. How come there's two charges for the same amount on my card? Because the thing is, when I did the survey, okay, they were supposed to. The item is free if I take the survey. The only thing I have to pay was for shipping and handling. So it was $9.99 for the shipping and handling. But the same day, you guys charged me $9.99 twice, plus $20-something. So that maybe you could explain. Or if you can, and honestly, if you can, Craig, maybe you could put on a supervisor.
Okay, so with me not being able to locate any account registered to you, the only advice I can give, if you would like, because I'm not sure we have nothing registered to you, but if you're still saying, oh, I have focus, but I have an account, you can email support@tryexperiencegreatproducts.com.
Look where we're going with this. You're telling me to email support. If you can do nothing for me, what does an email support is going to do?
Exactly. But if I'm not able to locate an account, we don't have. I don't have an account registered to you.
I order something. Okay, listen. I order something that it has your phone number. So I call this number back, because that's what's on my statement. Okay, now you're telling me that you cannot find me in your account. So either you're telling me that you cannot find me, so this way you don't have to deal with me, and you don't have to reimburse me, or you don't have to send me anything that's missing with the item.
We don't mind any of that. We don't mind if you have an account. I don't mind assisting you. However,
but
you just
not,
gave
but you're
me.
Not helping me because you can't. I ordered something from you and you can't find me. So apparently something is going on, not on my end, because
sir,
I'm not in front of a computer. So
if you're not
going to
let me,
listen, it's your word against mine.
If you're not going to let me speak, I'm definitely not going to be able to assist you. Now,
but
I
you're
stated,
not helping me anyway.
Okay,
so
let me, was there anything else I can do for you today? Because
so
we're not able to locate an account. We're not able to locate an account. We're not able to locate an account, sir.
Can you put a supervisor on?
Sir, we're not able to locate an account.
Never mind what you can't find. I need to speak to a supervisor.
Yes, sir. So none of us are going to be, we're unable to locate your account.
Sir, listen. You mean to tell me you're not going to help me? So what you're going to do, you're going to hang up on me, right?
Never. I would never hang up on you.
The same way, according to your conversation, I do the same thing. And I take names, okay? Because of this reason. Because people turn around and say, well, you don't have this, you don't have that. Well, I never said this, I never said that. But when you confront them with proof, then they turn everything around.
Okay, I'll get you connected over there to the department so they can just try to locate you as well. Was there anything else I can do for you today?
No. Can you get
Thanks for calling customer support.